we mentioned the point that there are certain tefillot that can only be accepted with tzedakah. This is brought down in Sefer Hamidot. He writes as follows. He says, "Inyan tzedakah is the yesh tefillot she'inam mitkabelim lemala ad shenotnim ma'od litzedakah. That up until the time that they give tzedakah, they are not going to be accepted. You know, it's a famous nekuda that I once mentioned, that when it comes to Inyanei HaTzedakah, Daniel Hanavi says, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah Velanu Boshet HaPanim. So it's brought down different explanation. What exactly is Daniel Hanavi saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to you belongs righteousness, and by us is Boshet HaPanim, which means embarrassment. So one of the mefashim, I believe, is Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov, says when it comes to Tzedakah, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take care of Tzedakah. Because if a rabbi or, let's say, Rosh Hashiva or any other person would come and say, do a mitzvah, when I say, put on tefillin, keep Shabbat, so there is no ulterior motive, and then automatically, you know, they know that we mean the Shem Shammai. Put on a mezuzah. Every room of your house, if I'm not selling mezuzot, and I just tell everyone that, you know, the halacha is, you're supposed to put up a mezuzah every room of your house. So, okay, no. So what do you mean? So he is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling you the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, this is mitzvah as a doraita. So put it. So, but if a person, let's say, would be a rabbi, and let's say he has a yeshiva, and he tells you, give tzedakah, so, oh, all of a sudden, it would be, you know, different motivations over there. So Khalil Rabbi Chas. So therefore, over there comes Daniel Hanavi and says Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov's interpretation. Says, Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. To you should belong the mitzvah of tzedakah. You, God, you take care of the Jews giving tzedakah, because otherwise, Vilanu, Boshet HaPani, is going to be embarrassment. We say about tzedakah. They say, listen, yeah. Lecha Hashem HaTzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you take care. But here it is written, Sefer Amidot says, that there are certain requests. Whenever you could pray, you could pray. But you want to open up the gates of Shamayim, is only through tzedakah. So, there is also another sefer called Dor Yesharim. He writes that as follows. He says that the Rambam writes, there are eight different ma'alot benotnei tzedakah. When a person wants to give charity, there are eight different levels. So comes the Rambam and says, I want to tell you the ma'alot ha-revi'it, the fourth one. He says that ad sheiten l'ani kodem sheisha, before the ani comes to request from you, you give him. So therefore, what? So that's very big. That you know the guy needs, you know that the yeshiva needs, so, and you know that Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you business, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, you know, it's 10%, 20%, whatever it is. So before the institution comes, you give. So right here, as follows. You know what's going to be called midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mida keneged mida. Every measurement of God is measure for measure. That means whatever we do is automatically, that's what we say, Hashem tzilcha al yadeh minecha. That what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our shadow on our right hand. When Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov also says, when a person raises his hand, the shadow raises his hand. When you are cruel, so the shadow is going to be cruel. Khalila Bechas. So the bottom line, Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like our shade, is like the idea of action and reaction. The action comes from us, the reaction is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mida kenegid mida, this is what it means. So lema'aseh, the more we become Rahmanim, b'nei Rahmanim, that the Jews anyway are Baruch Hashem, Rahmanim, Gomle Chasadim, Baishanim. So that's the Gemat, the Rosh Tevot Gever. Giver is a man, a Jewish man is, that's the midah that the Rambam says, if a person does not have only one of the three, the Gemara says, Masechet Yevamot, that a Jew possesses these three character traits. Comes the Rambam and says, that if a Jew does not have one of the three afilu, you have to check it out his background, could be Khalil Abachas is not a Jew. So how can it be that a Jew is not Rahman, is not doing Gemilut Chasadim, and he's not a Baishan. He's not embarrassed. So that is mamash a major, major nekuda. Up to the day, excuse me, before the days of Facebook, so if a person does the avera, so it's between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is. Come over here, you see Bar Minan, somebody told me, that they go out, whatever it is, and right away, they take a picture, you press a button, everything is right away in the Facebook. No embarrassment, Bar Minan, Rahman al-Islam. Somebody asked me a while ago, said, this young man, you know about him? I said, yeah. He's a very religious guy, very good midot, very nice. Says, listen, Rabbi, have you seen his pictures in the Facebook? I said, no. Says, Rahman al-Islam. So that's what happens. If where is the Bay Shanut? I don't know. But I'm asking, where is this midah of shyness? I don't know. But I'm asking, this is a nekuda. Giver is Bay Shanim Rahmanim Gumle Chasad. So anyway, so the bottom line, this is the nekuda that is written, that if a person is interested in HaKadosh Baruch Hu being kind to him, says this is the way to approach individuals and institutions, and you know, anim and evyonim, im ha'adam rotzeh lehagia lemala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should behave towards you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should behave towards she'in imo Hashem itbarach bebechinat v'haya terem yikra'u v'ani e'ene, that Yeshaya Hanavi says terem yikra'u, before even you call upon Hashem, ani and I answer you, I know what you need, I take care of you. He says then this is what you have to do also. That be, when you know that somebody is at need, when you know that somebody needs your help or guidance or whatever it is, over here we're discussing the inyan of tzedakah. He says that terem yish'al mimenu yemaleh Hashem kol mishalotav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before even you ask, Hashem will take care of you. If this is the way that shemaleh mishalot chavero, that you take care of your friend, another Jew, before even he comes and he asks you, for help. So this is the nekuda. Let me just end. Mamash, this is very, very big. Big nekuda. That similar to this, he brings the pasuk in Mishle. Mal v'ashem chonendal, that somebody that helps anim and evyonim, it's as if he's giving a loan to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle. That he says that if you want to be a lender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that what does Hashem, Hashem says, El emunah ve'en avel, tzadik ve'yashar hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sure is going to take care of you. But if you give a loan to Hashem, Hashem doesn't pay you back. You need a bigger guarantor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of everyone. Once he gives it. So it says, Shlomo HaMelech says, if you give and you help, malveh Hashem chonen dal. So comes over here, me'il tzedakah, he explains, the ha'magdim tzedakah kodem tefilato. If a person gives before his tefilah, so then, you know what happens? Then automatically you become a lender to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a way of paying you back, so he, whatever you pray for, Sarich la'asot b'chashato kedei l'shalem lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you one. Because you gave tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owes you. So when you pray, Hashem will respond back. This is how he gives you back the money that what you donated to anim and evyonim, to yeshivot and institutions. And as I said, we should all be zoche to be zoche to be givers rather than the other side. So as I said, we should all be zoche to be a besot from Am Yisrael. Baruch Adonai Leolam. Amen.